The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, birchas yishtabach. Boker tov. We are continuing with birchas yishtabach. Yishtabach is the bracha that we say at the end of Sukkah de Zimmer. Like yesterday, we mentioned that Pesukah de Zimra is a type of Hallel. And just like the regular Hallel is a bracha before and afterwards, so too the Hallel we say every morning as a bracha before and afterwards. As we said, the special nature of the Hillel that we say every day, which the Iker Hillel is Ashrei and the Hallelujahs that we say in between, it's praising Hashem for the day-to-day niflois that He does for us. There's something very special about it also. And be'etzem, every level of tefillah brings us to a higher level of kilva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, till we get to the point of Shemoneh Esrei that we could actually be standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very important facet of tefillah. That tefillah has to be done in steps. To get to stand in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu is impossible just to walk off the street and talk mamish ponim el ponim kavayochla Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's like a person just kind of rolling out of bed and talking to a king. You never do it. They have to go through the different steps and preparations. And basically, that's what we're doing in the different steps of the tefillah, of preparing us to bring ourselves into the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first step was the Birchas HaShachrin Kabonis, which over there we're thanking Hashem and also making ourselves aware of all the wonderful things Hashem is doing for us in the physical bodies, in our spiritual, and the neshamas and the mitzvahs that we had, like we were ma'arich in the Birchas HaShachrin. That's one level of just what we have. The second level of Sukkah de Zimra, which is a higher level, as we mentioned yesterday, is not just mentioning it, but Sukkah de Zimra. It is something that we are mezameh, we sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hallel de Zimra, like we said in the opening bracha. There is also, part of this is an interesting thing. When we're saying the brachas, we are mentioning also the things that are not going externally exactly the way we would like them. We say, Oysim Ishul Ashukim, Noisim Lechel O'Reivim. So we are mentioning the concept that there are Ashukim, people that are being oppressed, people that are hungry, people that are in jail. Pekech Ivim, Zeke Kefufim. Yosim Amari Yehoide. In the next mitzvah, Reifel Yishvuei Leiv, there are Yishvuei Leiv in the world. We recognize these things. Bo'ini Yerushalayim, we recognize Yerushalayim is not yet built, but Hashem is in the process of building it. Moided Anovim, Hashem is encouraging the people that are Anovim. What are we doing over here? We're taking ourselves to a high level. It says by David HaMelech, Chesed u'mishpat ashir aloch. I will sing to you, Hashem, whether you do chesed, something which is pleasant, comfortable, or mishpat, something that is hard and unpleasant and painful. Ashir aloch, I will sing to you. That was the mitzvah of David HaMelech. And when we're saying b'shiri David Abdecho, and we're going to use the shirim of David HaMelech to sing to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we're saying. We recognize there are hard situations, a situation in Mishpat in the world. There are Shukim, there are Kfufim, there are Rehavim, all these situations. But the level that we're reaching now is to recognize that I could even be Mezamet Hashem in this situation, because I know with full certainty that these situations are also situations that Hashem is with us and with this person and with me and with Klal Yisrael. No matter how bad it looks, Hashem is always with us. There's a deeper understanding of the Bria. So it's a twofold increase in our kivus elokim that we're doing in Pesukim Tzidzim, which is bring us closer to be able to stand in front of Hashem. We'll start with what we finished. That not only do I notice the wonderful chasadim that I have, that I could see and I could stand, I could walk, those are things that I have, those are positive things I have. But I'm also paying attention to all the things that look negative. And everyone has the negative things in his life, the struggles he goes through, whether it be his physical struggles, emotional struggles, the struggles with the Yetzirah. And David Melech went through all of these things, but he was able to come to a conclusion that that's what I have to do. I have to be a Yireh Hashem and turn, beseech Hashem's chesed. And if I do that, I'll have everything, because that's what Hashem is doing. And I know that's what Hashem is doing. Hashem is taking care of those people that look forsaken. They're never forsaken, because we always have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Yerushalayim, but Hashem is building Yerushalayim, Hashem is building it. Nitri Yisrael Zichanes, he's in the process of bringing us back, but it's a slow process, and we have to work ourselves together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this process. So number one is, like we're saying, I recognize that even things that are mishpat are in Hashem's hand, and He is guiding us in those situations, and He's helping us get out of them. Number two is, I'm not just saying it, I'm being mizameh, mishabeach, mahalil. I'm praising Hashem for these things also, because I know there's a need for everything. There's a need for chesed, and there's a need for mishpat. Suki de Zimra. The Lashon of Zimra is one of the Lashonis of singing, of praising. And Zimra happens to be, the Chazal say, a Lashon which is more specifically used when there is a Midas Hadin. Ashir al Hashem b'chayai azamir l'lekai b'yodi. Ashir is a Lashon of Shira, like we say, Shira Sayam, we see a tremendous chasadim v'Hashem, b'chayai, I'm alive, everything is great. When everything is growing great, I sing to Hashem. And as Zamra, in a matter of mishpat, and I don't see so clearly all the chasadim of Hashem, but already the fact that I'm still alive is enough for me to be mezamer Hashem, like it says. That's one of the things we also say in the Sukkot Zimra. For every neshima, every breath we have to thank Hashem. Ma yisoinen odom chai. A person who's alive has nothing to complain about, because the fact that he has a gift of life, that is the most important thing. That is the biggest gift
Kol Halashon
that he can get, and everything else is just extras. That's enough to be thankful for. So basically, that's what we have been doing. In the course of the Pesukim de Zimra, we start with the Baal Shem Baal Yo'ilam. We recognize that, that's our introduction, that Hashem didn't have to create us at all. The fact that we exist and the world exists is a chesed of Hashem. And that's where we start off, by thanking Hashem and recognizing that He made the world from nothing, and He made this beautiful world around us, and He made people, and He gave me the ability to be from the Oivdei Hashem, the ones that have the Torah Mitzvahs, and those are the things I'm thanking for, and that's why I'm Meshabech Hashem constantly. And then I go through the entire Pesukim of the Zimra and pay attention how Hashem is Zonu Mefarnes, Poseh Yudecho, Masbir L'chol Chai Rotzon. He's satiating the entire creation, and the Halukas, like we said, that relate to situations of hardship, and even with the hardship, Hashem is with us. And then we go to the third Halleluka, discussing the special thing that Hashem shows Klal Yisrael. Am Kiroivay Halleluka of the Taya Bria from the Malachim Bamarimim called Tzvokov Shem Shvareach. We're going from the highest Malachim down to the physical world, but after everything's said and done, we're the only ones that are called. We recognize how much I have to thank Hashem that I'm special, I'm different than everybody else. The last two halukas are talking about Lasid Lovoy, that we also, no matter what situation we are in, we know the time will come that B'nei Tzion Yogilu B'Malka, guys will come back there to Israel and be able to be full of simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And last is Nakom Bagoyim, Toichos Balumim, all the nations that did tsarist us in the course of history, they will get their punishment. And before that, we remind ourselves again of the Kriyas Yamsuf, because the Kriyas Yamsuf, like we mentioned before from the Ramban, is that one-time historic event that Hashem clearly changed all the laws of nature for Klal Yisrael. And that's basically the thing that reminds us of everything we said till now. It's a chizik for what we said till now. Now, even though now we don't see those nisim, and a lot of people, and Klal Yisrael as a whole sometimes, look like they're in a certain state of suffering, of lacking. And we say, no. Al-tiftu v'nedivim. We don't need the nedivim. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shel Yaakov Israel. That's what we're turning to. And we know and we recognize that even if we don't see it on the surface, deep down, there's what to be mezame. Even though it's midas adin, as zamra. The lotion of lezame also means to cut. It's miraz, to cut off a branch. And it says, Psuki de Zimra has the power to cut away all the koichas that are trying to take us, be mazik our tefillahs, not let them go up. It makes it possible for the tefillahs to go up. So in the simple understanding, like we said before, if a person comes into davening without any preparation, it won't be a tefillah. You need to make this preparation to see the world in the right fashion. See the hester upon him and still be able to be mezamet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you have that, you're in a position to have a real emes tefillah afterwards. And more than that, on a deeper level, that the ma'akvim is a midas adin. There's a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that tries. It was created to make a certain level of separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we're not deserving of that. And the way we overcome that midas adin is by mezameh. By through the din, we still see the goodness of Hashem that breaks away the din. That Hashem says, the something externally shows you that you are separated from Hashem. You're not so close to Hashem. And even so, you see the closest you have. There's no need for that. Adarabba, I want you back. We'll be back together, and your tears will go to the right place. That is the idea of the Pesukah of Zimmer. So we're ending it off with Yishtabach. Yishtabach is called Yishtabach, as we mentioned in the beginning. The Loshon of Shvach, it says, B'shoy galim teshavchem. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. B'shoy galim teshavchem. That when the big waves going up, Hashem will push them down. And that's why I did the Shvach. The Shvach is also saying this. It pushes down all those bad feelings. I have reason not to be Meshaveh, because this is not the way I want. It does not the way I want. And I have tainas and plainin, almoinin, chas hashon, afilah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the person who's far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pesuk Zimra changes that whole attitude. It gives us a position of Yishtabach Shimcho and Malkeinu. I could always see only the good in your name, no matter what's happening. B'chesed u'mishpat, I always see the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Pesuk Zimra helps me do. And if I'm like that, then I'll be able to have the right kavanah Shmoneh Esrei. Because if I'm full with all my frustrations, I'm just going to think about my frustrations all the time. I won't even have the emotional ability to talk to Hashem. But if what I'm saying the Pesuk Zimra, pay attention to what I'm saying. And then the summary of everything is Yishtab al Shem Ruan Malkeinu. The praise to you is a praise. Everything is praise. All those feelings that take me away from your HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm pushing them down. Yishabchem, I'm pushing them down. They don't affect me. And then we say the different lashonis of Shevach, there's different ways of counting. And one way of counting is that the 15 Shevachim, that's what Abu Dram says, the 15 of them, if you do it together in brachos v'idois. There's others that other svarim hakadoshim that count them as 13. Each one represents, they don't count the last two. The 13 represents the 13 midas harachamim. The 15 represent the 15 milas steps in the base in the base of mikdash leading up to the base of mikdash. Both of them are the same idea. Through the fact I'm able to be Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every situation, that in itself is a Yud Gimel Midas Arachim. That is Ma'ayah the Midas Arachim. Instead of saying Kel Arachim V'chana, which is, arouses the Midas Arachim, I say Shiru Shvoch HaRel V'Zimra. I know my life. Not everything is perfect. Not everything is the way I want. But I can still have the ability to say these certain Lashonis of Shevach, that is Ma'ayah the Midas Arachim. And if you count the 15, we have the 15 is the steps leading up to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm about to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll see later in Shemoneh Esrei, is equivalent to standing the Beis HaMikdash. The way I enter the Beis HaMikdash is putting the world in right perspective. should be zeichet to have a beautiful day of shir u'shvocha halel v'zimra. No matter where we go, Mi'at Hashem should be a day of only good and pleasant things. But even the challenges and hardships, remember, Hashem atir asurim atem zekim kifuzim. Hashem is always with us. Mi'at Hashem, this is where you start today. The extra shmira will be a zmira, cutting off of all the koichas hara, and only good for us, Mi'at Hashem, in the course of the entire day.
The shir you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shirim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.